Fleetwood Mac. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. I don't remember the last time you played Fleetwood Mac for Jason's classic cut on a Monday. Good advice for the Milwaukee Brewers. Yeah, they looked pretty bad in the series finale against the Cubs. They're fine. I mean, they took 2 of 3 in 2 series where I felt they had to. Yeah, keep taking 2 of 3. You'll be just fine. Now here come again, or in this case, there go the Brewers to the St. Louis Cardinals. I really feel that it's important, not critical, but important that they take 2 of 3. I don't know that they can. Braun is day-to-day. Braun is a moron, warming up with the bat in the dugout, smacks Gene Segura, who he doesn't see back there, and Segura's out for at least a couple of more days. I don't remember how long. Not looking at DL for either of them. But, you know, those are two very big losses. There's no question about that. It also re-raises the question of Ryan Braun's ability to stay healthy without performance-enhancing drugs, which I felt all along was the reason he took them. If you haven't seen the video, it's hideously ugly. It's just, it's bad. He's a big part of what they've been doing. The offense still isn't where you want it to be. Now they go up against the Cardinals, and they just have to win. They just have to. They have shown they're a good team. The Cardinals have looked human against teams the Brewers have beaten. By beaten, I mean taking series, not individual games. It's just very frustrating to me. They should be able to take 2 of 3 at some point from the Cardinals. Giovanni Gallardo has struggled mightily. He's career 1-11. Some of that, as Jason pointed out to me, is poor run support. Others, he's gotten shelled. It's just, I don't care what Ron Reneke says. It's in their heads. Now, this is interesting. When you look at the NFL schedule that came out last week and primetime games, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Green Bay, Indianapolis, New England, New Orleans, the New York Giants, and Pittsburgh lead the NFL with 5 night games. That's 9 teams, 5 night games. I want you to consider this. Chicago, Dallas, and the Giants did not have great seasons. They have 5 games, whereas Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Seattle have 4. Even Green Bay at 8-7-1 has more primetime games than Seattle and San Francisco, the 2 best teams in the NFC last year. Here's something you may not know. This is pretty interesting. The Wall Street Journal had this. Since Thursday night football began in 2006, scheduled primetime appearances have been an uncanny predictor of success. Teams scheduled by the NFL to play the most night games on average have gone on to have better seasons than teams left off primetime. The more primetime games you've got, the better you tend to do. Now, this could be that the NFL just is very good at predicting which teams are going to be good. That's what they're trying to do, is get the better or best teams on primetime. I find that a very interesting statistic. Here's another little sports nugget. Jason, who's currently the heavyweight champ? Who is the heavyweight champ in boxing? You have no idea. Oh, you think you do. Yeah, you got to get the right one. Yeah, there are 2 of them. They're brothers. Yeah, which one? It's Klitschko, but which one? It's Vladimir. It's Vladimir Klitschko. Would you have gone with Vitaly? Yeah, it's Vladimir. The American public has completely forgotten the heavyweight champ. You know why? Because they're not Americans anymore. There's interesting arguments for why this is. You can argue in the 20th century that whether you followed boxing or not, you knew at any given time, especially if there was an undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Everybody knew who it was, probably starting, no, even before Joe Louis, but Joe Louis probably magnified it. Liston, Louis, Clay, Ali, Tyson, certainly. And when somebody would upset the champ like Spinks did, Leon Spinks, his younger brother was Michael, right? I believe I have that right. Well, there is belief that there is a new American hope. Deontay Wilder, have you heard of him? You probably will. It's believed that Deontay Wilder is the next great hope for an American heavyweight champ in boxing. It'll be interesting to see, though, if that's enough, because I think because MMA and the other competitions to boxing have changed the landscape. Here's an argument I'm not sure I accept or not. They say more guys that would have gone into boxing are going into the higher paid sports now that football, basketball, baseball pays more. I think it's a factor. I do think that's a factor. On the other hand, there's a dearth of black players in baseball right now, so they're not going to baseball. There are fewer blacks, almost going back to when blacks were first allowed. Hispanics have become a dominant ethnicity in baseball. Obviously, basketball and the NFL, there continues to be a lot of blacks, and that's not to say that all heavyweight champs would be blacks, but I mean, it's certainly a lot of them, and Deontay Wilder is. It'll be interesting to see if he can capture it and if that will make a difference. One more sports tidbit. I miss this. There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. Do you know they're experimenting with a 15-inch diameter putting cup, Jason? Are you aware of that? Yeah. 15-inch. It is huge. I could still miss it, trust me. But it is huge. It's a novelty right now. The argument is it would make the game more attractive. If you struggle to get to the green and you're 10 feet away, a 10-foot putt is still a challenge for me. You know, you do that and a lot more of them become gimmies. Some purists hate the idea. Some purists love the idea. I do not know how I feel about it. I don't know how I feel about it. I do, too. I would love it because it would benefit me, you would think. Oh, yeah, 15-inch. I'll find a picture of it for you, Jason. If you Google it, you'll see it right away. It's bigger than that there. If you hold your hands, you know, if you're basically height-weight proportionate, you got to kind of hold your hands to either side of your body to get it's big. It's very 15-inch diameter. It's a very big hole. All right, the next topic is not a sports topic, but it comes from the sports world. You most likely know what I'm referring to, but I want to do it from an angle, hopefully, that not everyone else is doing it. We'll do it in 5. It's 10:15.
The Jerry Bader Show.